Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the noble Quran and the narrations of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and his holy progeny. We have in this studio our guest speaker, Sister Raldia Batul Najafi. Salamun alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
In our previous episode, we talked about encouragement, the important role of encouragement in our teenagers' upbringing.
Exactly.
So in this episode, we will talk about the punishment, how the punishment should be and what kind of role the punishment plays in our teenagers' upbringing. Because as we said, the Holy Quran also says our Anbiya and the Prophets, they have come with both things, you know, encouragement and warnings also. So we should also follow the same rulings of upbringing in our teenagers, especially.
When you say about punishment, I always remember the fine which usually traffic police takes from us. That is very obvious in our life in that sense that we know the wisdom behind punishment. Because many youth, they will ask us again that why punishment? Yeah, punishment is not good. Everyone takes it in a very negative way. But even we discussed before too in our episode that our intention should be very, very pure about punishment. Like we should punish our children because we want to guide them, bring them back to the right path. We as a human being get more affected and we can keep on track more and we can respect the rules more by the fear of that fine and punishment, not just by reward. Have you seen any traffic police who gives some reward if you are respecting the traffic rules? In normal routine,
no.
Yeah, if you're always, for example, wearing seatbelt, no one gives you the reward. But once if you don't wear it, they will take some fine.
Yeah.
So here everyone understand. But when teenagers, they ask us why you are punishing, why, what is the reason? You know, that is very important. Like if they know the reason and the wisdom behind it, then they would love it. And they would not hate their parents because of punishment. They would say, oh, you are always punishing us. You know, you always deprive us from our screen time or whatever. So this is really, really important too.
But this is the last element to use, you know, in our upbringing.
Beautiful, yeah.
As Imam Ali alayhi salam also says, مَنْ لَمْ يُسْلِحُ حُسْنُ الْمُدَارَاتِ يُسْلِحُ حُسْنُ الْمُكَافَاتِ. If someone does not get cured by good behavior, he gets well using the مُكَافَات, means the punishment.
Beautiful.
He needs
beautiful.
The punishment. Because if we have used the encouragement on time according to the act, but still if it is not you know, useful, then there is no any other situation, no any other element than punishment.
Exactly, the example of like you are just feeding so many vitamins to your, you know, teenager, for example, you know, boosting his health situation, giving. But still something is bothering inside. So you have to take him to the surgeon and, you know, you have to use the knife sometimes, you know. So that kind of bitterness comes in life.
Yeah, dear listeners, stay tuned. Inshallah, after a short break, we will come back again.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Dear listeners, welcome back. So we were talking about the punishment. Let me tell my dear listeners that punishment does not mean the physical punishment. As Islam always says, emphasize that we should not use physical, and we are not allowed to punish physically. No matter our children are, you know, they are our children or teenagers or they are our students, Islam never allows us to punish physically.
Almost never, definitely.
Very few moments we can use slightly physical punishment.
Exactly.
That is exception. So here punishment means there are different kind of punishment. For example, nowadays they are using internet or social media. We do not allow them to use for a certain time as a punishment.
Or neglecting them.
Neglecting them.
Not watching to them, you know, like being a bit frowny towards them. You know, that is a big way of negligence.
Yeah, if you have a good relationship with your teenagers and if you don't talk or, for example, get frowny to him for some couple of hours, maybe it's very hard for him.
Cut the relationship for few hours.
Again, this punishment, as we will talk, inshallah, it depends on the situation, on the qualities of your teenager. You know, if he is or she is very sensitive, you can use very slight punishments, you know?
Yes, definitely. And this is very important.
Yeah, this is very important.
I remember once, you know, I was reading in book that if your child is, for example, 7 years old, so you can punish him or her for 7 minutes. You know, because I was reading, I said, oh, you know, he has done some mistake. I will punish him. So I said, if you don't listen to mama, so I will put you in the storeroom for 7 minutes or 3 minutes. The moment I said, the child, you know, that was the scene to see, you know, like first time in his life, he was listening to this kind of statement. He said, no, mama, you know, you can't think about it. And that statement was enough. You know, every child is different. So one child get change, you know, that the revolution comes very easily because the heart is very, you know, tender and very soft. And some children are extremely naughty, and teenagers, so they're very stubborn. So you have to take that step for them. So every teenager is definitely different from others.
Yeah, and in punishment also, we should be moderate. And as I said, you know, there shouldn't be any physical punishment and it should not get prolonged.
You know,
it should be for a certain short time or period. As Imam Kadhim alayhi salam says, لا تضربه وهجره ولا تطل.
Beautiful.
Yeah, don't beat him or her. وهجره, leave him alone. Means cut your relations with him or with her for a certain time, for a short period of time, and wala tutil, do not prolong it. maybe for a few or a couple of hours or a few days, maybe.
About two believers, hadith says maximum is 3 days, not more than that. Yeah. So, between parents and I think child, it should be not in hours, you know, it shouldn't be more than some hours. So I think this is bothering them a lot. If you neglect them, like the way Allah says on the Day of Judgment, you know, Allah is not just paying attention to some of, you know,
that
some
will
people
be
there.
The biggest punishment
exactly.
for some
La
of the people.
Yukallimuhumullah. You know, that, you know, not paying attention is the biggest punishment. So here also, when your relationship is very good with your children, if you just neglect them, they will get the indicator and the message, and that is punishment, you know, and we shouldn't go for more. Inshallah, you know, our environment of house should be based on so much respect and love. Then this little tiny ways of punishment will work very easily.
Dear listeners, let's take a short break. We will come back after the break.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
إمام علي عليه السلام said excessive blame causes the fire of obstinacy to flame.
يا مقضي الخيرات
Dear listeners, welcome back. So if he does or she does a small mistake or she does not listen to us for a, you know, small thing, we should not punish them so heavily or big punishment.
The same way we said about encouragement.
Encouragement,
that, you know, if the achievement is so high, so encouragement and the gift should be high. Same here. If the teenager commit any kind of, you know, mistake, the mistake is so high. For example, he have stolen something. For example, that is something out of our imagination.
Or she has committed a sin.
Or something really disrespectful. So, and with knowing, you know, and we have to analyze definitely everything. And if we reach to that conclusion that this action has done by intention, then the punishment should be according to the mistake.
Definitely. And we always should keep in our mind that we should never disrespect them.
Oh, that is not allowed in Islam at all.
Allowed. This is a haram act. If we disrespect or betray them, this is itself a haram, a sin. Islam always respects. Allah says,
Inna
human
karamna
being,
bani
Adam. Allah has respected us, and we should respect each other, and we should respect our children, our teenagers. Especially, they are very sensitive. And unfortunately, sometimes we lose our temperament and we become very disrespectful, which can lead us for so many dangerous things.
Yeah.
We should be very cautious.
And you know, whenever we are punishing them, or maybe not giving attention to them, our intention shouldn't be to take revenge. You know, that is very important. Our intention should to guide them, to bring them more nearer to us. So by neglecting them or by just punishing them, if we are punishing them with insulting way, then definitely they will run away from us. And our intention is not to lose them, to get them back. So for getting them back, this punishment should be full of love and full of respect. So they should see the love inside the punishment.
Dear listeners, thank you so much for being with us. I hope you enjoyed. If you have any question, comments, or any suggestion, you can write us at englishradio@irib.ir, and you can follow us on our social media, Call of Islam Radio, and you can visit our website, parstoday.com. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.